I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. That's what one leading Republican senator is doing on a specific aspect of the tentative debt ceiling bill.
While appearing on Fox News Sunday, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said this about the deal.
You fully fund defense, but you take that non-defense spending all the way back lower than 22 levels.
However, South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, while speaking on the same program, disagreed with McCarthy's perception that defense is fully funded.
If we adopt the Biden defense budget, it increases defense spending below inflation. 3.2% increase in defense is below inflation.
Graham specifically pointed out that the amount of U.S. naval ships will actually go down from 298 to 291, while China's will be over 300.
Fox's Kevin Uretsky. Meanwhile, inflation increased in April. That's according to a key index of U.S. prices that is closely tracked by the Federal Reserve. It showed that prices rose 0.4% from March to April. That was much higher than the 0.1% rise from the previous month. Measured year over year, prices increased 4.4% in April, up from 4.2% in March. The report also showed that despite rising prices, consumers kept shopping. Their spending jumped 0.8% from March to April, the biggest increase since January. Plus, we are just days away from the start of hurricane season.
The federal hurricane forecasters at NOAA say we should expect an average amount of tropical cyclone activity this summer in the Atlantic Basin. Average in this case would mean 12 to 14 named storms, of which 5 to 9 become hurricanes, meaning winds of at least 74 miles an hour. And of those, 1 to 4 could reach major status, meaning winds faster than 111 miles an hour. Any tropical or nearly tropical storm near you will create problems. The season begins June 1st, and now's a good time to buy up supplies and check the status of your insurance policies.
Fox's Evan Brown. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Two Lululemon employees in Georgia are speaking out after they say they were fired for calling police on robbers in the store.
Both sides are defending themselves on this one. The two women at the center of all this tell Atlanta's 11 Alive that they were fired for calling police after a robbery at the Lululemon location they worked at in Metro Atlanta. But now Lululemon is stepping into the conversation, defending itself, saying these two employees were actually fired for breaking company policy. The two now former employees identified as Rachel Rogers and Jennifer Ferguson say they recorded the incident. Three masked individuals come into the Lululemon store. They appear to take turns grabbing handfuls of clothing while the two women yell at them to get out. The masked men eventually do leave and run away as the Lululemon employees also exit the store to continue filming.
Fox's Charles Watson. Meanwhile, Elon Musk's brain implant company, Neuralink, says it's gotten permission from U.S. regulators to begin testing its device in people. Neuralink is one of many groups working on linking the nervous system to computers. The Neuralink device is about the size of a large coin and is designed to be implanted in the skull. Musk previously said one of the first applications in people would attempt to restore vision. Plus, a Catholic organization's boycott of the Los Angeles Dodgers continues after the baseball team re-invited the LGBTQ plus group called Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence to their upcoming Pride Night in June. Previous performances by the group include one instance in which a drag queen pulled Jesus Christ down from the cross and began pole dancing. Brian Birch, president of Catholic Vote on Fox and Friends Weekend, slams the team for supporting the group that has a history of anti-Catholic messaging.
You wouldn't do this to Jewish people or to Muslim people. Why Christians? Why have Christians been singled out in this way? And why are we celebrating a group whose very purpose is to mock Catholic sisters?
Catholic Vote claims it's launching a $1 million advertising campaign to encourage Catholics to boycott the team. I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.